I'm Hunter Highwall, and welcome back to another edition of the Full Press Islanders podcast. A lot to get into today as the Islanders, they're in Ottawa tonight, and there is some concern that this game would even be played tonight because there is a snowstorm rolling through the Ottawa area, so I guess keep your notifications on Twitter. Andrew Gross is the right guy to look at, as we'll see where the snow is tonight going into this game. But there are concerns around if this game will be played, and honestly, if this game isn't played, it'll be the best thing for the team because the Islanders have been downright bad. They have lost 9 out of their last 10 games. They're 2-7-3 in the new year. 2-7-3 in the new year. And the bad news is, for this team, when it comes to making the playoffs, everybody else around the Islanders, they just keep winning. Buffalo had a huge win in St. Louis last night. The Penguins won in overtime against the Panthers yesterday. They won 7-6. They found a way to win. They were down 2-0 early on. You're probably thinking, if they lose this game, we win tomorrow in Ottawa, we're feeling good. But they found a way to win. That's the thing that the Islanders never do. They never just grind out to find a way to win. That's how it used to be under Barry. Under Barry Trotz, it was always like, hey, they're going to find a way to win this game. But this season has just been a disaster. It started out pretty good. We looked good. And then everything else happened. And let's get into Ottawa. We'll check in on what they've been up to lately. And Ottawa, they are a team that is looking to take that next step in their rebuild. And this is why I think the Islanders actually have a chance to win this game. Because remember last year when the Islanders lost 11 straight games? They went into Ottawa and actually dummied the Senators. They won that game like 5-1 last year. And I do see that Palmieri is back, Pelech is back, and I know that they got kind of run out of the building in the second period against Toronto, but that's because they're Toronto, and Pelech, you could just see he was not fully back. He was a little rusty, but Palmieri looked really good. So I think that Ottawa is ripe for the taking. You can go in there, not saying that you could just absolutely destroy the Senators, but this is a get-right spot for the Islanders. It's tailor-made for them to go in and win this game, and then you come back home, and you play Detroit on Friday. By the way, I lied. I said that I'm putting myself on suspension from going to UBS Arena. That was just a bold-faced lie, because my friend the other day, who's a season ticket holder, said, free ticket Friday night? I'm there. And I just got my new American Express card, so like they have all those Amex deals at the stadium where you could just go there and you get like 10% off of everything with an Amex card. So, you know, the kid's going to be living large at UBS Arena on Friday night. But getting back to the main point of what we're talking about, let's get into the Senators, because I can come on here and I could rip the Islanders all I want. And realistically, now with the team, we have to see what these new pieces coming in, like not really new pieces coming in, but the pieces off IR like Pelech and Palmieri. Let's see it kind of come together. And I wonder if they're going to start Varlamov in this game tonight as well, because Sorokin's just been worked so much lately. And I know they have a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday, but maybe you just give Varlamov this game. You give Sorokin the last day off before they head back home. And then you play in Friday night against the Red Wings, hoping to get a win. Because Varlamov's not really a backup. He's the backup on this team because Sorokin's so good. But the Senators, they've lost 4 out of their last 5 games, including getting blown out by the Avalanche 7-0 and losing pretty badly to the Jets 5-1. So they're pretty beatable. They're 8th in the conference, but it's like they're such a weird team because I mentioned this yesterday and it's so true. They've made so many free agent signings, so many good draft picks like Stutzla, Brady Tkachuk, Thomas Chabot. And then, like I said, the free agent signings, they went out and they were able to get Claude Giroux. They got Cam Talbot. And then they traded for Alex DeBrincat. So they have pieces there to help them in that next step, but really they just need to solidify the bottom six, and there's a lot of teams in the NHL that could say, if they just solidify the bottom six. The Oilers are the perfect example of that. If they just worked on their bottom six, Edmonton, they'd be one of the best teams in the NHL because they got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. This is sort of similar with the Senators, to a much lesser scale, mainly because Ottawa, they obviously don't have McDavid and Draisaitl, but they do have Brady Tkachuk, DeBrincat, they have Tim Stützle, like all those players I mentioned before. All these players that are contributing, and one of the players that they've really missed this season is Josh Norris. Josh Norris served a 38-game suspension this season, and now he's out. He is injured, he's on IR, and he's probably done for the season, which sucks for them, because he would have been one of those players to help them with that final push, because there were some people saying at the beginning of the season that they could have made the playoffs. I was thinking it wasn't that crazy. And obviously, we saw with St. Louis a couple years ago, you never really want to count a team out, because the Blues were in last place going into the new year, and then they won the Stanley Cup. So things, crazy things happen. But the Senators have been playing poorly lately, and they do this. They go into like these little dips. And when there's a young team out there that it's in a dip, you have to take advantage of them. Like I said before, the Islanders have lost 9 out of their last 10 games. If they could just get a win in this game, that would be so monumental for this team. Because as sad as it is, facts are what the facts are. That's the most real statement I can give you. And the Islanders right now sit 5 games out of a playoff spot with 1 game in hand on the Capitals, because last night's win for the Penguins jumped them over Washington. And that's why that loss to Washington hurt so bad. They were up 3-0 in that game, the Islanders, and they blew it and lost. They still got a point out of it, so Washington only gained a point on them. But realistically, we let them gain 3 points on us because we gave them 2 and we gave 1 away. And this season is not over by any stretch. I mean, if they can lose 9 of 10, you can win 9 of 10. It's the NHL, man. So if they could just get... They've packed themselves into such a horrible corner. They need to win this game tonight. They need to win Friday and find a way just to get to overtime against Vegas. Because Vegas is actually an amazing team on the road. They're like 10 games over 500 on the road, and at home is where they've struggled. Which makes absolutely no sense because most teams are amazing at home and the thing that gets them is their road record, but they suck at home. I don't really understand that at all. But you have to be able to beat the teams you're supposed to. And that's what Ottawa is. Now, going into this game, I looked this morning to see if I can get an update on Noah Dobson, because Dobson didn't play on Monday and he was clearly missed in that game. He controls the game so well and he moves so amazingly, and he really takes off a lot of the pressure from Romanov, because Romanov can play such a good defensive game and allow Dobson to really flourish offensively. That's where Pulak really missed Pelech, because when Pelech is out there on the ice, Ryan Pulak is the best defenseman overall on the team, because he plays good defense and it allows him to jump in offensively. And that's what Romanov and Dobson are to each other. Romanov's able to take care of the defensive work so he can allow Dobson to flourish offensively. But I haven't seen anything on Noah Dobson this morning. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. Something I also saw is that Varlamov was the first skater off for the Islanders. I mean, that's just why I wonder if they're going to start him tonight, because they've done that before where he's been the first skater off and then Sorokin is in net that night. And if you would like my keys to victory for the game tonight, Lil Amarillo kind of said it himself. It was an anomaly what happened on Monday night, allowing 4 breakaway goals. He said he doesn't know if I've ever seen that in my hockey career. Here's my keys to victory. Don't give them easy ones. Because Ottawa is a team that is so skilled, but they don't do the little things correctly. That's the difference in today's NHL. You have a lot of teams that are very skilled. Almost every team has highly skilled players that can make these fantastic moves and great passes, but they don't do those little things right. Like, one thing that helps a team like the Lightning when they won their back-to-back cups is their third and fourth line. They would chip it in deep. They would work hard. They'd work it to the front of the net. Like, even when they got to the Stanley Cup final last year, like Nick Paul, the thing is about him is that he plays so physical that nobody wants to deal with him. That's what the Senators don't really have. They don't really have those guys that are, obviously, have Brady Tkachuk on the top line, but the third and fourth line, they don't have that guy that's going to chip it into the corner, and you're like, I got to look over my shoulder because this guy's going to absolutely house me. See, that's what the Islanders have, and I guess that's why they do so well in the playoffs, but in the regular season, it's tough to get them there because it's tough to play that type of game every single night. But this is a game you have to win. I cannot emphasize that enough. They have to win this game tonight, because everybody else around them is winning. And I have been a little crazy. I've been checking the other teams' schedules. And I'm looking at Buffalo, because now we're behind Buffalo, which sucks. That overtime loss to Buffalo now stings a little bit more. Because Buffalo, think about this. Buffalo is now 3 points out of a playoff spot with a game in hand on Washington. So they win that game in hand, and then all they have to do is just catch up to 1 point. See, the Sabres are for real, man, because now they have all those young players like we talked about yesterday, the Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, Rasmus Dahlin, all those young players, and plus they have the older veterans that are there that are chipping in. I mean, if they had a serious goalie, I know Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, I love saying that name, he's a good goalie, but they don't have that superstar. Like, imagine that team with a Sorokin on it. Jeez. they can compete in the Atlantic. They'd be right up there with Toronto and Tampa because obviously nobody's catching Boston. But the Sabres, they play Winnipeg on Thursday. So win this game. Hopefully Buffalo loses to Winnipeg. And I believe Washington and the Penguins play on Thursday. So one of them has to lose. Hopefully it's the Penguins that win that game because we have three more games played than Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh could just catch right back up by winning games that we haven't even played yet. So Washington, you have to zero in on them because that whole team could fall apart at any moment. You know it. I know it. But it all starts, it doesn't even matter what those teams do if you can't win. A win here would really reignite this fan base. It would really reignite the team. They need something to be positive about. Because all they could say is, this sucks. This sucks. The amount of quotes that I've seen of players saying, this sucks, it's just, it has to stop sucking. It's that simple. They need to win this game tonight. They don't need to win it convincingly. They just need to find a way to come home with 2 points. That is the main thing. Just win. And Ottawa is a team that you can beat. You could beat the Ottawa Senators. They're so beatable. You could just outwork them. That's the key to victory. Just outwork them and don't get caught deep. Don't give up that skill because Toronto has that skill just to get around you. The Senators don't have that much skill. They don't have that Maple Leaf skill. That's why the Maple Leafs are so good in the regular season. They have all that skill. Hopefully when I come back on here tomorrow, I'm talking positively about this team. Hopefully we come home with a win and I'm not feeling like, you know, really down like the rest of you guys are because this team is just really, it's taking its toll on me mentally. Where I'm like looking myself in the mirror and I'm like, you're an Islander fan. And I'm a big winter hat guy. I always wear my winter hat because I always say, I don't care if the rest of me is cold, just keep my ears warm. My ears are the one thing that have to be warm. And I keep looking at my Islander hat, and I'm like, no, I am not wearing that today. Give me a reason to put the hat back on. Give all the fans a reason to put something Islanders on because I'm seeing less and less Islander stuff, mainly because it's embarrassing right now. It's embarrassing. So when I talk to you tomorrow, hopefully we're all wearing our Islander stuff, thinking about the Friday night and Saturday night at UBS Arena, where we can walk away with a couple of points and get ourselves right back into this playoff race. But until tomorrow, this is Hunter Highwell with another edition of the Full Press Islanders Podcast.